150 firefighters' jobs will go in Lancashire over the next 4 years under plans announced by the county's Fire and Rescue Service. It says the number of emergencies has fallen by almost two-thirds over 10 years, and it would be irresponsible not to make savings in the cost of having so many fire engines on standby. Well, earlier in the programme, we heard from Steve Harmon from the Fire Brigades Union in Lancashire, who has big concerns. He says lives could be put at risk.
The fire service is such a small budget on the greater scheme of things that they've actually crossed a line now, and they are physically damaging the service we provide. It will put lives at risk on occasions. I'm not saying every day, I'm not saying every hour, but on occasions it will put lives at risk, and it will also increase the risk that firefighters are facing on a daily basis.
Well, I'm joined live in the studio by the man who runs the service, Lancashire's Chief Fire Officer, Chris Kenny. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Graham.
Big cuts here, aren't they?
They are big cuts, and the £5 million you talk about frontline services, that's only part of the £10 million overall that we're trying to save in the next 4 years.
But can you really do this without compromising public or firefighter safety?
Well, there's no question you can't cut that amount of money without having any adverse effect on the service we provide. Lancashire enjoys the best response standards, fourth best in the country, best in the northwest. We will get a fire engine to a domestic dwelling house within 6.3 minutes. All these changes, if they are affected over 4 years, will only change the average by about 15 seconds. But that first clip was right, in the way that you can't change without having adverse effect, and there will be local issues regarding these changes.
So we are going to get a poorer service then?
Yes, there's no question that in some areas where you take a fire engine away, you can't say the service is getting better. As in other areas where we're changing the provision, such as improving our heavy rescue, we will take away a 45-minute delay on night to make that available for instant response. So there are mixtures over there, but we're not trying to hide the fact that taking fire engines away from the public does have an adverse effect. But when you look at the budget cuts we're facing, that's the only choice available to us.
So will lives be put at risk?
No. Safety won't be compromised.
How can you say that, though?
Because when you compare us to elsewhere in the country, those response times that we provide are better than anywhere else in the northwest. This will only have a marginal effect. You will still get a very good service, albeit it won't be quite as good as the ones you had before we made these cuts.
How do you feel about having to announce all this and plan all this as the Chief Fire Officer, saying this morning that the service in Lancashire is going to get poorer?
I think it's very difficult, but we are part of a public sector that's facing quite wide-scale cuts. When you look at Lancashire Fire and Rescue Service, we are a high-performing service. Fire deaths, injuries, even casualties, injuries to our firefighters, they are all at the lowest levels possible. We have been a successful service in preventing fires. We've had we've had a quarter of a million visits to homes and putting up smoke detectors. That's reduced our activity levels by two-thirds. With those lower activity levels, then, you know, do we need the fire engines we've always had? The simple issue is, when you look at the public purse, there's a balance to be struck. We can make £5 million cuts from frontline services and £5 million from back office, but don't think that those come without a cost.
OK. Let's look at in detail now at some of the cuts. In Lancaster, it's a city that's getting bigger and bigger. You're halving the number of whole-time engines there. If you lived in Lancaster and if you had a fire, would you actually feel safe there?
Well, back to what we're proposing in three different areas, Hyndburn, Blackpool and Lancaster, is taking away one fire engine. Those fire stations have two fire engines each on minimum, and Hyndburn has three. So that first fire engine will get there at the same time. When you look at Lancaster in particular, we are saying that there is a potential to bring in a retained pump, which is an on-call pump, to replace that whole-time fire engine. That whole-time fire engine costs £1 million a year. We've got to find £5.3 million. So those savings are just things that we've got to do given the financial constraint put on us by a 25% reduction in government grant.
And what about on the far coast? Unfortunately, it's a town plagued with hoax calls, isn't it?